Three on page four. And I'm within a paragraph of where I was last week. So the content of John's writings, as we looked in the book of Revelation, and God tells us who bear the record of the Word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. The Word of God, Revelation, is a part of God's Word. It is a divine scripture. I really believe that if you never understood Revelation, but you just read it, and read it, and reread it, God will bless you for it. The testimony of Jesus Christ, the Word of God in a nutshell, is the testimony of Jesus Christ. You want to know what Jesus thinks, how he reacts, what he expects? If he was to give a testimonial service, it would be the Word of God. The Word of God, in a nutshell, is the testimony of Jesus Christ. To study the Bible and miss seeing Jesus is miss the main thing. Brother Cloud, he has a paper out that up until a few years ago, I got that paper every month, but he's getting older. He's in bad health, but he's still got a clear mind. So to study the Bible and miss seeing Jesus is to miss the main thing. That is a scripture, if you would memorize or keep in your mind, will help you all the way through studying the Word of God. All things he saw, the phrase "I saw," occurred 35 times in the book. Robert L. Thomas, another man I read after and study after, he said the things he saw, the phrase I saw, occurs 35 times in the book of Revelation. If you write in your Bible, as I do mine, in my study Bible that I use to study out of, I went, and in the book of Revelation, I underline those 35 times. You don't have to do that. I'm just telling you what I did. See, the congregation for, or the congregation for John's writing in 4a, he said, John, to the seven churches which are in Asia. We're in Revelation 1, verse 4, John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is, which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before the throne. Now, if you understand that, he's writing to the seven churches of Asia Minor. He said, grace be unto you and peace from him which is, right now, which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits. God blesses the pastors. He'll bless you. You don't have to be a pastor to be blessed. The more you study, the more you pray, the more you understand. And you'll be amazed if you just read, you know, if you just read two or three pages a day until you get finished with Revelation, then go back and start all over. Start all over. It's amazing how many things I seen this morning when I read my chapter in Proverbs. Well, I don't know how many times I've read the book of Proverbs. But see, you read and you look, and then when the Spirit, when you're ready to receive the Spirit, you know, man, how many times have I read that? Never seen that before. You know why you didn't see it? Well, you've seen it with your eyes, but you didn't see it with your spiritual eyes because you weren't ready for it. I didn't know it. You didn't know it, but God knows it. So we see that believers are described in this verse as servants. As servants. You know, you go up to verse 1 to the very beginning of Revelation, and it said the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto, so unto his servants. You want God to show you more? Serve him. I mean, I'm a servant, but you ought to be a servant also. Every child of God should be a servant of the Lord, and he's going to show you things. But, you know, you say, well, I don't understand. It makes no difference. You don't understand nothing you read. Read it. When you get done, you read it again. So, the Christian, generally, believers are described in this verse as servants. Chapter 1, verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. He sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. Letters are written in the order of the messenger might visit them. You refer to a good map. The seven churches are pictures of the lampstands, as lampstands, each giving light in a dark world. We are to give light. Read Philippians 2:15. You read Matthew chapter 5:14-18. Letters are written in the order a messenger might visit them. You know, I had the hardest time to make much sense out of the maps that came with a lot of books. But I wasn't familiar with these cities and how important these cities were. We won't look up all of them, but in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 15, that he may be blameless and harmless, the Son of God, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom he shined as lights in the world. You know what this verse is telling us? It's hard to be a Christian in public. It says, how do you get that? Well, let's read it again. That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation among whom ye shine as lights in the world. I think when we're in the world, we ought to be different. I'm not talking about looking different. We are different. And when you're in the center of God's will, there's a glow about you. You may not see it, but somebody else will. As much as that brother's going through, how can he got a happy face? And, you know, I mean, the point is that if I'm saved and know I'm saved, and I believe that the Lord could come tonight, my happiness ought to overrule my unhappiness, and I mean, especially due to circumstance. Circumstances will always, most of the time, if not always, discourage you. You know. But neighbor down the street, you know, he stopped by the other day, and I don't know why he did it. It almost made me mad. He stopped by, and he had bought a brand new Cadillac. Great. I said, you did that on purpose, didn't you? But I was happy for him. In verse, in Romans 4, the promise of the book in Revelation, first chapter. He said, you covered that first chapter a couple times, though. We'll cover it again and again before we're over, because that's the foundation. See, the blessing is promised for all who will, what? Read it. Don't have to understand it at first. Read it. All of us that can read it. He said, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come. When I first read that, when I was first saved, and he said, shortly, you know, that means that the Lord did come today. Well, he could, but he didn't. So I've been here, you know, almost 80, year and a half away. He hasn't came yet. But he's closer now than he was yesterday. Am I more ready today than I was yesterday? That's the question. See, God said, to show unto his servants. Lost people said, I don't understand nothing. God said you wouldn't. But, you know, and I'm just learning to cook, you know. And, you know, and sitting around all these sisters that cook great, and women in the church that cook great. And I said to myself, look up. You make a mean fried egg. But what am I to do? You take one item a week. One item a week. 52 weeks, that means I could fix 52 dishes. I didn't say it was. I said I could. But I use this to show you something. The revelation of Jesus Christ which God gave unto him to show unto his servants. He's not going to show it when these pretend preachers out here of different faith getting up here, you know, jumping up and down and hollering and don't even believe salvation by grace, and they're selling books on the book of Revelation. I don't waste my time. It wasn't written to them. If God saves them, then they're ready for it. Right? Amen. So he said, things which must shortly come to pass, and he signified signed it by his angel unto the servant John. And we can see a lot of places you can read, you know, that's why we gave the outlines, you know, if you just read one of these, you know, blessed, Eagle's Revelation is a book of scripture containing such direct promises of blessings. The blessings in the first 7 in the book. The other 6 are Revelation 14, 13, 16, 15. All of these, you'll see that if we follow and read and study these verses, we are blessed. Revelation begins with blessings. 1:3, blessed is he that readeth. I mean, just think about it. I don't have to understand nothing I'm reading. All I've got to do is be willing to read. I mean, how simple is that? God said, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the word of this prophecy. That means if you come to church and, you know, like a lot of churches begin their service, one of the men get up and they says, read scripture. Sister Henrietta's son, bless my heart. I mean, bless my heart. With a devotion, with reading the word. And there's some times that he didn't even know he was here. And then I got thinking. A lot of times we have members that are here, but they don't know they're here because their mind is everywhere. You understand what I'm saying? I'm talking to a married couple. And he said, I come home every night, and what does that woman want? She wants you. Not just your body sat next to her. She wants you. Can you see that analogy? God said, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the word of prophecy. You say, Brother Vance, I don't have nobody to read to, or they read to me. I punch Revelation on a CD. I put it on a little 3.5. I mean, you know, sat there and he reads to me. Don't I do nothing? Get you a cup of coffee, cup of tea, glass of water, milk. Just sit there and listen to the word of God. He said, blessed is he that readeth. He that readeth, notice, he is singular. In those days, the books of the Bible were handwritten, so a church would typically only possess one copy. It isn't like me. Sometimes I'd get ashamed myself how many Bibles I've got, and there's people that don't even have one. But they read it because not everybody had a Bible. So he said, blessed is he that readeth. That's a big blessing. And they that hear the words. You know, and sometimes, you know, I mean, I've been there. All of you, be honest. You're there, you're here, but you're not here. You're sitting beside your husband, you're sitting beside your wife, but you're not there. Now, if you understand that, that's a beautiful illustration of what we got to overcome in this Bible, in this book. All right. God said in 3b, and keep those words which are written therein, for the time is at hand. So, Roman numeral 4b, hear it. And then Romanable C in verse 3C is to keep it. See, we should hear the word of God with a view to obey. If I had treated my 12 years, well, I was super smart. I had to go 13 years. But if I had really dedicated myself to those first 6 or 7 years, I would be a lot smarter than I am now. I said, well, what are you talking about? He said, they that hear is the audience. Just to hear the book of Revelation read is a blessing in itself. It's a blessing. The phrase, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches, occurs 7 times in chapter 1 and 2. If you got a ear, you need to hear. If God is speaking to you, and he is speaking to you in his book, you need to hear. C is to keep it. See, we should hear the word of God with a view to obey it. Our tendency today is to listen with the mindset that we will decide what we will accept or reject. That's a sermon right there. You know. I mean, I've had members over the years that you can preach on that. I ain't doing it. Why wouldn't you want to do it if God's word tells you not to do it? Because he makes it clear, if you want to be blessed, you've got to be obedient. Right? We should hear the word of God with a view to obey it. Our tendency today is to listen with the mindset that we will decide what we will accept or reject. Talking to a fellow preacher, he heard something I said. At least he was listening to me on Facebook. He said, it doesn't make any difference what you use in the Lord's Supper. God knows our intent. Well, Sunday morning, won't you get up and read the Lexington Herald? He knows your intent. I mean, you really believe that? If God says something, that's what he means. I mean, after all, he tells us if he could have wrote everything, this world wouldn't hold all he would say. So you're talking about getting the good stuff. So a discerning mindset is to be commended. But every one of us will accept or reject. Discerning mindset is to be commended. You know, see that in Acts 17:11, 1 Thessalonians 5:21. But the word of God is to be received not as the word of men, but as it is the truth, the word of God. This is the word of God. John penned it, but it's the word of God. If you believe like I believe, every one of these men wrote exactly what God told them to. Book of John, book of Peter. God used Peter to pen it. But as we write something, if I can tell a story and Brother Jim can tell the same story and Brother Steve can tell the same story, and it'll be the same story but a different slant. But the whole Bible is about Jesus. It's a love letter about Jesus. So when we look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13, 1 Thessalonians 2, 13, when the Lord said, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God which he heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men." Amen? This is good. "But as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe." When I read 1 Thessalonians 2, 13, that's what Jesus said. He may use Paul to write it. He may use Jim Bo to write it. He can use anything he wants to, but it's the word of God. See, that's when, if you have got convictions, you will believe what the Bible says. I'm sure glad that when I was baptized at 11 years old by a Presbyterian preacher, and he sprinkled two or three drops of water on me, and he said, "You're now in the church." It didn't take. It wasn't even the gospel. You ain't been baptized if you've been sprinkled. You ain't been baptized if you're not saved. Salvation first, then baptism. Got to be in that order. Bless you. So the real blessing comes when the word of God is applied to the life. So let's look here for a moment in the book of James, chapter 1. James chapter 1 and verse 22. God said here, "But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." Now, we all, if we be honest, there's people that we have met us, you know, I said, that person came before the church. He or she made a profession of faith. The preacher baptized him. And he still does everything he did when he professed to be lost. He said, "You shouldn't judge." I'm not judging. I'm just looking at the fruit bud. Amen. I mean, when I go over to Walmart, I was picking up cabbage. You know, I like cabbage. And there was five, six other, and some lady, I guess she was a lady, but she says, "Sir." I said, "Yes, ma'am." "How long is it going to take you to pick a head of cabbage?" I said, "When I pick up one and put it in my basket, you know I'm finished." Now, but what's the Lord saying here? He said here in James chapter 1, in verse 22, he said, "But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." These people that belong to the church by name only, they're lost. They know they're lost. But they want to put on that front because they actually don't understand that they're going to get a new body. No. I hope I outlive everybody on earth in an extra day. But I belong to the Lord. And when I get the glory, I won't have to worry about, can I pick that up? Have I walked too far since I got to walk back? See, all of us, when we got these physical problems, they hinder what we can do and what we can't do. But if you got a sound mind, man, you just dream right on up to glory. And every time you're obedient to one of God's commands, you're happier. You're happy. It's happy to be obedient to the Lord. So he said, you know, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and go away and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. You know, that's why we comb our hair, and before we go out the door, we got to look at it again. It ain't gone nowhere. But see, that's our nature. Well, you ought to do your spiritual life the same way. When you read, you know, James 1, 22 through 25 would be a good verse to memorize so that you'd be ready for another chapter. Because God said, but whosoever looketh in the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man, listen, shall be what? Shall be blessed in his deed. Many of us do good deeds, but our heart wasn't in it. We did it for the wrong reason. We was half-hearted. Man, I've got this to do. I've got this to do. But God said, when we're doers of the word, and we know what God wants us to do, I don't have to ask nobody. I'm telling you about the authority of God's word. God wants us to be thankful people. And you know, everybody on this list, I want to get personal now. Everybody on this list, we read the names off. Can you imagine if, starting with the pastor, if all 20 of us would pray every day that God can remove that cancer from my sister's body? Can you do that? Can you read a verse today? So, as we close our first lesson, conclusion is, are you ready? Save and serving? How many of you believe if you're not serving, you're not saved? I don't mean you got to do everything I do. I got to do everything you do. But if, how can you be saved and not want to serve the Lord? I asked a man yesterday. He said, I love my wife. I said, what do you do to show her that? What do you mean? I work, furniture, clothes, and food. I said, you're a real Romeo, aren't you? Listen. What do we do? What do I do? I'm not talking about what you think about. What do I do every day so that I can believe that Christ believes that I'm one of his? Now, he already knows I'm talking about something that we humans can put into a sentence. If I believe that God let me go through that storm last night and trees down the road and up the road and across the creek, none blow down in my house. You said, well, you don't think your prayers had anything to do with it. I don't know. I guess I've been saved long enough. If God says something, I believe it, whether I understand it or not. And God said, you have not because you ask not. And when you ask amiss. What does that mean? That means that hypocritical praying. You really don't believe God's going to do it. But everybody expects me to pray, so I guess I'll pray. Don't pray for me that way. When you pray for me, say, Lord, I know that you know exactly what's wrong with your pastor's heart. And you're going to lead him to the doctor that I've already got prepared. Do you really believe that? As sure as I'm standing up looking at you. Lord, we thank you for this time of study. We ask that you'll bless it, that